Warren Van Gogh Paul in for Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. We've been talking about tomorrow's presidential primary in New Hampshire and the concerns on some people's minds following the messy results of the Iowa caucuses. Now we're going to zoom out and take a wider look at election security across the country. I'm joined by Rick Hassan, professor of law and political science at UC Irvine, and author of the new book, Election Meltdown: Dirty Tricks, Distrust, and the Threat to American Democracy. Rick, thanks for coming back to The Takeaway.
Good to be with you.
Now, as far as we know, the app used in the Iowa caucuses was not hacked, but what specifically did it tell us about the integrity of our electoral system here in the U.S.?
Well, I think that the app is the least of the problems we need to worry about. We have a hyper-decentralized system where we, you know, we don't run one election. We run something like 8,000 or 9,000 elections in the course of the presidential process. This is probably one of the worst because it's not being run by election officials. It was being run by political party people. They do it only once every 4 years. They were using not only new equipment of this app, they also changed their rules. We're going to see the same thing happening in Nevada coming up in that caucus. So, you know, most of the places around the country, they do a pretty good job with running elections, but there are these pockets of problems, and it's not a surprise that these are happening in the caucuses where there are not the usual professional election people running the election.
Have there been red flags before this?
Sure. You know, I actually went back and I wrote a piece in Slate, I think in 2012, another was in 2008, talking about all of the problems. You know, we had a problem figuring out if Rick Santorum or Mitt Romney had won in the 2012 caucuses. You know, it's a perennial problem. The caucuses have other problems, too, in terms of, you know, their anti-democratic nature. And the people who can't come to the physical caucus place, you know, that becomes a problem. And so they're trying to find ways to make it more democratic. But in doing so, they're introducing new complexities, as in Nevada, where they're going to have some early voting with ranked choice voting. Haven't done that before. So it's really not a surprise, and it's something that the Democratic Party and probably the Republican Party are going to have to look at after this election season is over.
I realize Iowa is the first state on the calendar, but it is just one state out of 50. So why all this alarm about this one state?
Well, I think for two reasons. Number one, there's a lot of anxiety about the election. Generally, you know, people are worried, as I describe an election meltdown, there's an increasing distrust in the fairness and legitimacy of how we conduct our counting. And second, because it's first, you know, it takes on an oversized importance. People want to see the Democratic field get winnowed down, and rather than winnowing, things are just more muddled. So I think, you know, both politically and in terms of showing us how bad things might go, Iowa was a very bad sign for the start of the election season.
And how do you see the chaos in Iowa impacting other states?
Well, I think the first thing that it did was it got the folks in Nevada to start rethinking if they need to change the app they're using. Everyone is double-checking their procedures. No one wants to be the next Iowa, for sure.
Rick, are there certain threats, either internal or external, that you're most concerned about as we head to November?
So I think, you know, pockets of election administrator incompetence, which is what the Iowa situation showed us, is one of four things I've identified in my book Election Meltdown as the source of this distrust. Another one is internal and external dirty tricks, from, you know, the kind of Russian misinformation that we saw to tampering with ballots, to which is what we saw in the 2018 race in the North Carolina 9th Congressional District, to claims of voter fraud and the enacting of laws that make it harder for people to register and vote, which convince both Democrats and Republicans that the other side is cheating, to an increasingly concerning incendiary rhetoric about stolen or rigged elections. You know, we saw right after the Iowa thing started to go south, you had Trump's campaign manager and children saying it was a rigged election. And so all of this talk about rigged and stolen elections, I think, undermines people's confidence that votes are going to be fairly and accurately counted. You put it all together, it's just a recipe for distrust and mistrust as we go forward.
Right. So is it clear how Democrats themselves, or at least some of them, benefit from spreading these kinds of rumors?
Well, you know, I think that what you've seen is that by sowing distrust, you might cause voters to think, well, this maybe wasn't a fair result in the last election, and maybe that could help your side if you're not doing so well in a particular election, but overall it has a corrosive effect where people don't accept the results, and it could actually be demobilizing. When you hear all of this talk, well, you know, the election is rigged against you, then why even bother to turn out to vote? So I think it's a kind of fine line, and I think the most important thing is making sure that we get accurate, fair information coming out from election officials and from the media. Transparency is important so that people can have confidence that steps are being taken to ensure that votes are being accurately and fairly counted.
And how much of an impact does social media have on our faith in these processes, and to what extent are there solutions?
Well, I think the problem is that social media makes it much easier to spread false information. And for people who are living in their information cocoons, they're only getting the information that is in line with their already pre-existing beliefs. They get further information that makes them feel like their side. If their side's not winning, there must be cheating on the other side, right? So it's kind of this echo chamber effect. It creates this kind of danger. And so one of the most important things to do is for social media companies like Facebook and Google and Twitter to make sure that accurate information is available. And to the extent that there's misinformation about how an election is run, it's incumbent upon these social media companies to take that information down or correct it so that we don't have the further spread of false information about how our elections are run.
I'm curious about the role of the news media when a situation like what we saw in Iowa does unfold. How are we supposed to report on these problems without creating panic or being alarmist?
Yeah. That's a great question. I mean, first and foremost, the Iowa Democratic Party could have set different expectations. They could have said, you know, this is a brand new system. It's going to take 2 days before we have results. And everybody would have known. But instead, you know, it becomes a dramatic story, especially on cable television. I believe CNN started using a negative countdown clock, which just kind of gives you the impression that there is, you know, a disaster looming. And so I think that cooler heads have to prevail, especially among the way that television presents what's going on and not trying to over dramatize what is, you know, an unfortunate situation. But it's incumbent on those who run the elections, in this case, the Iowa Democratic Party, to give full and transparent information about what's going on. And they didn't do that. So it was kind of the combination of those two factors that I think really contributed to this sense that things were, you know, going extremely wrong.
Rick Hazen is a professor of law and political science at UC Irvine and author of the new book, Election Meltdown, Dirty Tricks, Distrust, and the Threat to American Democracy. Rick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.